You're listening to Source Daily. Join us Monday through Friday to stay up to date with what's happening in North Central Ohio. We'll be sharing a closer look at one of our top stories, along with other news, local history, memorials, answers to your questions, and more. Today, Mansfield's Sterkel Community Park on the city's south side might be open to the public in September. Before we begin, a quick message. The Richland School of Academic Arts is committed to providing the best academic core curriculum, blended with meaningful integration of the visual and performing arts to build educated, confident students to be future community leaders. The Richland School of Academic Arts is now enrolling for the 2024 to 2025 school year. Click the link in our show notes or head to therichlandschoolofacademicarts.us to learn more. Now our feature story. Michelle Geis, superintendent of Richland New Hope, recalls the initial pitch for the park as a distant memory. But now, success is within sight for the 20-acre park and playground located off Hillcrest Street. Geis said it felt like a long time ago when she first presented the project to the Mansfield City Council in August 2021. The park, a public-private partnership from the start, has found substantial community and financial support. She expressed her satisfaction with the progress, noting that phase one of the project is 90% complete. She anticipates the combined second and third phases to be finished by the end of September. She told us that they're on track for that to happen and hopes to open the park for a period before winter, provided there are no material delays. At that point, the park will be accessible to the public, although the final two phases will commence once additional funds are secured. To date, over $4 million has been raised, facilitating the completion of the first three phases. An additional $1.5 to $2 million is needed to complete the final phases, which will feature a nature course and an obstacle course. Phase 1 of the project includes pickleball courts, fitness equipment, a large pavilion, ping pong tables, benches, and restrooms. Phases 2 and 3 will focus on the primary playground area, catering to both younger and older children. On Tuesday, the City of Mansfield Board of Control awarded a $263,000 contract to Ironsight Incorporated of Sunbury to handle the city's portion of the second and third phases. Ironsight Incorporated was the lowest bidder among three, and their experience with large-scale park projects, including a $10 million project for the City of Columbus, made them an ideal choice. The other bids came from MCB Paving of Cleveland at $300,000 and SiteWorks Unlimited LLC of West Farmington, Ohio at $276,000. The awarded contract includes site preparation, excavating, grading, sidewalk installation, and tree planting on the park's west side, as outlined by City Engineer Bob Bianchi. This latest funding completes Mansfield's $700,000 commitment to the project, which includes contributions from the American Rescue Plan Act funds and donations from the Richland County Foundation, alongside in-kind labor donations. Geis remains hopeful that once the public can experience the park, additional financial support will be generated to complete the final phases. Let's move on to some Ohio history. Did you know that Emory Hetrick was a psychiatrist from Ohio? He was co-founder of the Hetrick Martin Institute, initially known as the Institute for the Protection of Lesbian and Gay Youth. Hetrick graduated from Ohio State University in 1953 and Cornell University Medical School in 1957. He served as an assistant professor at NYU Medical Center and was active in various psychiatric roles, including at Harlem Hospital. With his partner, A. Damian Martin, Hetrick founded the institute in 1979 after hearing about a gay youth's abuse. Renamed in Hetrick's honor in 1987, the group provides vital services to LGBTQ+ youth. Hetrick died of AIDS-related respiratory failure at 56. Now an event coming up that you should know about. Tonight at 7 p.m., grab a blanket or a lawn chair and head over to the Mansfield Arts Center for opening night of their summer concert series. Tonight's performance features the American Federation of Musicians Local 159 Concert Band. Finally, we'd like to take a moment to remember Kathy Bilheimer. Kathy was born in Crestline in 1961. She worked as a barber at Hair Systems and continued to cut hair for former clients at her home. She loved caring for her plants, camping, and spending time with family around campfires. She cherished her 29-year relationship with Adam Harney. Kathy is survived by Adam, her mother, children, sisters, grandchildren, nieces, nephews, and many dear friends and family. Thank you for taking a moment to celebrate and remember Kathy's life. You can submit an obituary for free on Richland Source. To learn more, click the link in our show notes or visit richlandsource.com/obituaries/submit. Thanks for listening. Join us again tomorrow. Also, make sure to head over to richlandsource.com and click the Be a Member button to help support independent local journalism that informs and inspires. Every contribution goes to helping us make Richland County a better place and to help keep our journalism free. Also, if you like this podcast and want to hear more, make sure to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.